Welcome to the special Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Thank you to all our candidates for participating in this program. During this time, you'll get to hear from the Democrats running for Iowa House District 28, the Republicans running for Dallas County Treasurer, and the Republicans running for Dallas County Recorder. We'll join Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze with the candidates after this.
Welcome to the special election Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on KDLS. My name is Dustin Taze, and I'm the Dallas County News Director. In this program, we are focusing on the contested races for Dallas County. We ask each candidate the same questions, and the candidates are allowed a maximum of 2 minutes to respond to each question. In this first portion of the program, we will interview the two Democrats running for Iowa House District 28. So as you are running for Iowa House District 28 here in Dallas County, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I grew up on a farm in eastern Iowa. I baled hay with my brothers, castrated pigs right next to my brothers, graduated from Williamsburg High School, went to Colorado State University, and graduated from Iowa State University. I live in West Des Moines. My partner is a Des Moines police officer. He and I are both triathletes. We met doing an Ironman, and so I've done 3 Ironman races, and I continue to be an avid swimmer, biker, and runner, and we have 3 dogs, and we live just south of I-80 in West Des Moines, and I currently work for Auditor of State Rob Sand.
When you're talking about wanting to run for office, what made you want to run for Iowa House District 28?
I guess the broad answer is that I really want to make a difference, and I want to give back to my community, to my state, and to the people of Iowa. You know, as an investigative reporter, when I worked in television, people allowed me into their living rooms for almost 30 years to tell them the stories of Iowans. And as an investigative reporter, I really work to help people find solutions to their problems. When a Central Iowa family called me and said that their son was not getting the autism treatment that he needed and legally deserved, I fought the insurance company for them. And a week after that story aired, I was able to tell them that their son would get the autism treatment that he not only needed, but was legally entitled to. When people called me up and told me that their children were being neglected and abused in group homes for intellectually and physically disabled individuals, I took on that group home and I found out what was happening inside. And then I went to the state and asked the state, why are you not overseeing these group homes the way they should be? And eventually those group homes were shut down. So I fight for people. I want to make an impact in people's lives in a positive way. I want to solve problems that people face in the community right now. And I think I can do that by bringing the two parties together. We are so polarized right now. I want to work with people on both sides of the aisle. I'm running as a Democrat, but I have no problem working with people who have other perspectives or other ideas. I think that's actually the way we come up with the best solutions to our problems.
Now, when we're talking about that, what are some of your most important issues that you would want to focus on?
First and foremost, public education. I think that we have really failed our children by not fully funding public education. We have to give the teachers the resources they need. I think we have done teachers a huge discredit by what's been happening in the last year or so. The demonization of teachers, this rhetoric of teachers indoctrinating and grooming children is just nonsense. Teachers want to be there for children to teach. And we need to fully fund public education and give teachers the resources they need. And I believe that public funds need to stay in public schools. I do not believe that we should be sending public funds to private schools. So education is something that I think we really need to address in the legislature. My mother was the valedictorian of her high school class. She had an academic and a music scholarship to Valparaiso University. And the day that she was supposed to go to the train station. Her father was going to take her to the train station. He said that she had to stay home and help her mother. So she was denied the college education that she could have had. She ended up becoming the first woman to be the president of the school board at Williamsburg Community School District. She handed my brothers and me our high school diplomas, and she instilled in all of us that education was the foundation for every child's future. And back then, we were number one in the country in education, and now we have dipped into the 20s. We're middle of the road and going down, and we need to restore our public education system to number one in the country. Also, I believe that we have been the last couple of years chipping away at voter rights, and we need to restore voting rights. It does no good to limit the number of days or the number of hours that polling stations are open. All that does is suppress the vote, and we need to make sure that our democracy is strong, and we do that by restoring voting rights.
Now, when we're looking here at specifically at Dallas County, you know, what do you feel needs to be brought to Dallas County, or what can be done better?
I think Dallas County is a great place to live. As you know, it's the fastest growing county in the state, one of the fastest growing areas in the country. And with that, though, comes a lot of responsibility. We need to make sure that families are receiving livable wages. The workers who come to Dallas County have to have livable wages, affordable health care, and we have to have smart growth and development. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that so far, but I want to make sure that that continues, that we have walkable communities, that we provide services to the residents who continue to move into Dallas County. And I know that Dallas County as a whole is a wealthier county, but I also believe that there are a lot of people out there who are still struggling to put food on the table, and we need to make sure that we provide resources for those families as well.
Now, as you are running for Iowa House District 28, what is the most important thing that you would want people to know about you being a representative for them in Dallas County?
I'm a hard worker. I grew up, as I said, on a family farm, working side by side with my brothers, and I will work for the people of Dallas County. I'm not working for a big corporation. You know, I'm doing this to make the lives of people in Dallas County and across our state better. We are at an interesting time, I believe, in Iowa, where we have so many wedge issues that are popping up in the legislature, and we need to come together. The theme of my campaign is really civility, courage, and common sense. We need to bring civility back to the state house. You know, earlier this year, we had a legislator who was flipping the bird to people at the state house, and I don't know how that has come to be okay. I don't think that is okay. We need to have some civility. And we also have to have courage as lawmakers to do the right thing. We need to have courage to sometimes even stand up to our own parties and say, I don't believe this is right. And we need to have more common sense. We just have got to come to the table and solve the real problems that we have and quit legislating for problems that don't exist. And I believe if we come together, anything is possible. We work hard together. We live in a great state. We know what we can do if we all work together as a whole for the common good.
So with you as a candidate for Iowa House District 28, can you just talk to us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Dustin. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to folks in Iowa House District 28. I'm a native Iowan, grew up in Cedar Falls, Iowa. My folks, among other things, were public school teachers. I was the youngest of five kids. I've got public school teachers in my family, siblings, and healthcare workers, a nurse, and a dental hygienist in my family as well. I went to the University of Northern Iowa. I got my degree there in English, business management, and journalism. And then I applied and was accepted at the University of Iowa Law School. I was accepted there as an Iowa Law Scholar, so I went there on scholarship, and I ended up graduating among the top 10 students in my class of about 200. Then I came to Des Moines. I followed my wife, then fiancée, Lori, who had a job in Des Moines as a speech therapist. She's still a speech therapist today with Broadlawns Hospital. And I joined a law firm in Des Moines that when I joined was about 40 attorneys. And when I left in 2020, it was over 100 attorneys. So it was one of the largest law firms in the state of Iowa. Then I got a job as a general legal counsel for Delta Dental of Iowa. We provide dental insurance to thousands of Iowans. And I am married. My wife is Lori. I have two children. My son is a med student at the University of Iowa currently, and my daughter is a sophomore at Texas Christian University studying musical theater. She's actually in Sicily, Italy right now studying modern theater for the summer. So that's a little bit about me personally.
Now, what made you want to run for Iowa House District 28?
Well, I've been interested in public service my entire life. I've done other things for the public. I've been interested in politics, supporting the Democratic Party financially and volunteering for candidates up and down the ballot. I did serve as a board chair for two nonprofits in the Des Moines area. One was an early childhood education center that served people of color, and I became chair of that board. And I was also chair of a board of a nonprofit that focused on civic engagement and leadership, and I was also chair of that board. And then I was fortunate to be appointed by first Governor Culver and then Governor Branstad to serve on two boards that advised lawmakers on public policy issues involving our justice system and our public safety system. And I became and was elected chair of both of those boards. So I was able to serve the public in different ways while I kept on my trial practice, where I represented individuals and businesses in all kinds of different matters. I was fortunate as a trial attorney to have an opportunity to represent women in domestic abuse proceedings. I was also fortunate to work for Iowa Legal Aid Society in their volunteer lawyer project, where on one occasion I helped a woman qualify for Habitat for Humanity by cleaning up her credit record. So January 6th was a wake-up call for me. I thought it was important to get involved when I saw what happened at the Capitol, and I wanted to jump in and make a difference.
Now, what are some of your most important issues?
Well, it's hard to narrow them down just to one issue, Dustin. I think it's very important that you let voters know where you stand on the issues of the day. I would vote no to amend the Iowa Constitution to deny reproductive rights to all Iowans. Iowa has a recognized privacy right under our Constitution that is separate from the federal Constitution. So whatever happens with Roe, we do have a constitutional right of privacy and reproductive freedom in Iowa. And I would vote no to amend the Constitution to change that. Although defeated this year, I know it's going to come up again next year. Governor Reynolds will try to seek to give public money to private schools. I would vote no on that. I would vote yes to reverse the Republican unreasonable restriction on voting by mail. They have narrowed the time period within which you can vote from 40 days to 20 days. They have eliminated the postmark rule. So if you mailed it in before election, it used to count. And they've kept our polling places open for a shorter period of time. I would also vote yes to reverse the Republican flat tax scheme that could result in the future in a 20% across the board spending cut, depending on how it works. I don't think it's fair to most Iowans. I would also vote yes to enact an Extreme Risk Protection Act to help us remove guns from dangerous people. I'd also vote yes to increase the minimum wage. It's been at $7.25 for too long. The average minimum wage among our surrounding states is $10.50. I think we should go to at least that level. And I would vote yes to fully invest in programs to help Iowa create, retain, and attract skilled workers in high demand areas like daycare workers, nurses, teachers, and the construction trades.
Now, what do you feel needs to be brought to Dallas County, or what do you think could be done better?
Well, Dallas County is fortunate because it is growing, and it needs good people to fill many different positions. My district, or this district, 28, includes major employers like Wells Fargo, Athene, Sammons, IMT, Microsoft, and many retailers and restaurants. Our county needs a quality of life that attracts and keeps a skilled workforce here. We need better schools, livable spaces, a sense of community and belonging, and a welcoming spirit. Some think tax cuts are the answer to growth. There is no consensus among economists that tax cuts actually aid growth. What aids growth is a quality of life and a state government willing and able to invest in the quality of life of its citizens. And that's what I think we need in Dallas County.
Now, what is the most important thing you would want people to know about you potentially being a representative for them here in Dallas County?
Dustin, I have made the concerns of others my cause all of my career as a lawyer. I have been working in the legal trenches for over 30 years. I think it will be very difficult for David Young, who will be the Republican nominee for this House seat, to pigeonhole me in a general election. My opponent has been critical of me because I'm a lawyer that works for an insurance company. David Young has tried to portray me as a progressive. However, I think I am very qualified to represent the people in the district. I have drafted legislation, reviewed legislation. I've represented individuals before the state government. And I think it's time that we emphasize competence over celebrity. I like to think I offer common sense for an uncommon time. It's time that we do more reality-based problem solving and less reality TV. I would appreciate the opportunity to serve the people in this district, and I would want to make them the most important clients of my career. By training and experience, I have unique skills. I'd like to use those for the public. I want to make the folks in this district the most important clients of my legal career. I think I will appeal to independents and disillusioned Republicans in the general election. I am the right candidate to beat David Young for Iowa House District 28.
We'll have more of this special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine after this on KDLS. Welcome back to the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on KDLS. This is Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze. We are now going to interview the two Republican candidates running for Dallas County Treasurer. So as you are running for County Treasurer here in Dallas County, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. First of all, my name is Mitch Hambleton. I've been Dallas County Treasurer for the past 8 years. Got my education from the University of Northern Iowa with an accounting degree, passed the CPA exam, went to work for the state auditor's office for 3 years. After that, I was hired by Farm Bureau Insurance Companies, where I spent the 27 or 28 years. Started out in their internal audit department. So I am a certified internal auditor for that, whatever that means. Moved over to their accounting department for the last 25 years. Involved in a lot of process improvement and project management. Politically, I served on the Dallas Center City Council for 8 years, was mayor of Dallas Center for 9 years, and also served as the chair of the Dallas County Republican Central Committee for the last 10 years as well.
Now, why did you decide to run again for Dallas County Treasurer?
You know, I actually announced my retirement. After all of that activity, I was ready to retire and put it out on social media. And a lot of people came to me and said, you know, you're doing a lot, really good job. We'd like you to run again. So I reconsidered, and I've got a very good track record, I believe. In my first year that I was treasurer, expenses were higher than revenue by $140,000, meaning, you know, we cost the taxpayers money. Over the next 5 years, we actually contributed $2 million back to the county general fund. Quite a remarkable turnaround. Did that by managing the expenses, had kept my thumb on those, as well as looking at, you know, how can we better utilize the funds that we have running through my office. We collect $250 million in property taxes per year, about $50 million in motor vehicle fees. And, you know, as long as I'm holding on to those funds before I have to pass them on to cities, schools, whomever, I can earn a little bit of investment income on it. So just by managing that cash flow and investing wisely, able to significantly increase that and make that better for the taxpayers, resulting ultimately in lower taxes.
Now, when it comes to the Dallas County Treasurer, are there any services such as driver's license issuance that you would prefer if Dallas County could offer?
Well, actually, now that you mention that, driver's license was a service that the county treasurer's office did perform up until about 3 years ago. At that point, we were the largest county issuers of driver's licenses in the state. Compared to the DOT-run DL centers, I think we were ranked only eight DOT DOT centers were larger than us. We were larger than more than a dozen of them. The activity in that office really outgrew our capability to provide services. The state, it wasn't my choice, the state actually passed a law moving that responsibility over to the state DOT. We gave that up. One thing we didn't give up, though, was issuing handicap placards. Typically, treasurer's offices that don't have a driver's license issuance, they don't do the handicap placards. But I thought, you know, some people come out, that is a service that we can provide. And I actually do that out of my tax office in the courthouse.
Now, how important is technology into making certain treasurer services faster? And could it be more efficient?
You know, that's one of the things with my background in the insurance company prior to coming to the county. That was one of the things that I took very seriously. One of the first things that I did is I looked at all the different areas. I took my motor vehicle staff around to four neighboring counties and figure out what their best practices were. Because of that, we changed how we did things, how we balanced things, using the computer to aid in their work. For my tax side, we went over and visited our friends over at Polk County. Mary Maloney was very gracious and generous with their time, and we made a change to our tax statement. We went from an 8.5 by 11 to an 8.5 by 14 statement, 2 tear-off stubs at the bottom of those statements that have barcodes. People send their checks in. We actually electronically scan that stub with the check, electronically deposit the check, electronically apply the payment to our tax system. That activity in itself reduced the volume of work in my tax area by about 80%. We have a website. I'm on the state board that runs that website currently. Our county website, you can pay your taxes or motor vehicle registration fees for 25 cents. Costs you less than the cost of a stamp to have those funds deducted out of your checking account. We will be introducing in another couple months some different credit card machines at the counter where they'll take Apple Pay, Google Pay, Tap to Pay, all of the most current payment methods, just to make it easier and more convenient for the taxpayer.
Now, what is the most important thing you would want residents to know about you being their county treasurer?
I'm a very dedicated, hard worker. I have a tremendous group of employees within the county. Our HR director tells me that my department has one of the lowest turnover rates. I think that speaks highly of the environment that we have in the office and how hard we work. My staff is dedicated to customer service, and they really do a tremendous job. Truly blessed to have the folks that we do.
So in running for Dallas County Treasurer here in Dallas County, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
I grew up here in Dallas County. I'm an ADM graduate. After I graduated high school, spent a little bit of time outside the state, got to see some of the East Coast, some of the West Coast, and decided once I started my family that Dallas County was the place to raise a family. And so my wife and I have spent time here in Dallas County. We've lived in DeSoto. We've lived inside the city limits of Adel. We currently live in rural Dallas County. I have spent the last 16 years working in upper management for Midwest Ambulance Service, a company that my parents own. Have gained a lot of experience, a lot of great opportunities. Been the CFO for the last 8 years. And my wife and I have 3 children, Kyler, Brindley, and Harper. And we have 3 horses and 3 husky pups. So we like the number 3 for some reason. But aside from just my personal life growing up in the county, I also love to be involved. I spent time as the city councilman and mayor in DeSoto when we lived there. And for the last 5 years, I've coached high school athletics in Waukee and at the ADM school district. So I like to stay involved. I love our communities and just enjoy being in this area.
Now, can you just talk to us a little bit about why you decided to run for Dallas County Treasurer?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, when I was younger, I served as a city councilman and mayor in DeSoto. Really enjoyed my experience there, serving the people, making a difference in our community. I grew up with parents that served a lot. They own a business that's in the service industry. It's always been about serving people and serving wherever you can. And this was something that after leaving public service, focused on my career in education and got my master's degree from University of Iowa in business administration. And it was kind of at the point in my career where I felt like, hey, yeah, I want to maybe a little change of scenery, look for an opportunity to get back into public service in some way. And so I did do the coaching, but it still wasn't fulfilling me as a person. And this earlier this year, I saw some meeting minutes from some county meetings that the current treasurer was contemplating retiring. He was kind of telling people in these meetings that he wasn't going to run again. And so I looked at that as an opportunity to use my experience, my education, some of the things that I've been doing in the recent years to get back into public service and make a difference in Dallas County.
Now, are there any services such as driver's license issuance that you would prefer if Dallas County offered?
This is something that, you know, I'm aware that the driver's license issuance got turned over to the state a few years ago. And I don't see that returning to Dallas County. I think that was a pretty good move because it saved the taxpayers a lot of money not having to do that function of the treasurer's office. One thing as I campaigned, though, is I did ask about services and what the people would like to see. And the big thing that they shared with me is the fact that in the recent year or so, the treasurer's office has been by appointment only. And so the service is actually customer service is what they're wanting to return to that treasurer's office. And I think appointments are very convenient for those that like to schedule things and don't want to wait in a line. But at the same time, the treasurer's office is a service to the taxpayers. It is their department and they should have open, convenient opportunities to get into that office. So the service is actually the customer service part of returning that. And I think that's what needs to be offered to the people is a more convenient and available office.
Now, how important is technology into making certain treasurer services faster and can it be more efficient?
You know, this is something that as I've spent the last 16 years in helping run a business, I've seen this in my professional life that technology can really improve the efficiency, reduce man hours needed. And so, yes, I believe that technology is always going to be a big factor in the treasurer's office, and especially as the county grows. Obviously, the transactions and whatnot that we have to process are going to increase. And so always seeking out technologies that will improve that efficiency and offering those services is going to be a huge part of the role as a county treasurer, is making sure that we're keeping the taxpayers' expenses down by looking for technology so we don't have to always grow as far as employees, but we can grow in efficiencies through using technology to reduce the needed man hours to do the same job.
Now, what is the most important thing you would want residents to know about you potentially being their treasurer?
I think the biggest thing is to recognize that I'm experienced. I've got education that fits right into the mold of being the treasurer. One of the biggest things that I would say is when I was really young, I was very, very shy. And one of the things that being a shy person, I started to gain the skill is to observe and to listen. And as a county treasurer, I think one of the most important things as a public servant is to be able to listen to the people. And I have that ability to really listen and actually listen to what they're saying and try to look for the ways that we can resolve issues. I'm a relationship building person. So another aspect of being a county treasurer is making sure that we're building relationships with banks and other services that we as a county has to, with the treasurer's office, has to hold that money and making sure that we're building relationships, making sure we're getting the best interest rates from those banks. And that all comes out with relationships and also with the function of, as I mentioned earlier, as I campaigned, people were sharing these concerns of and shared actual experiences that they've currently had or recently had with the treasurer's office. And so I'm a listener. I'm here for you as the people of Dallas County. I'm here to provide an efficient, effective, and convenient service to you as a county treasurer.
We'll have more of this special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine after this on KDLS. Welcome back to the special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on KDLS. This is Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze. We are now going to talk with the two Republican candidates running for Dallas County Recorder. So as you are running for Dallas County Recorder, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, of course. First of all, I'd like to thank you for doing this and for giving the voters an opportunity to learn more about their candidates. It's so important that they make an informed choice on June 7th, and I appreciate you allowing that to happen. I am a lifelong resident of Dallas County. I grew up on an acreage outside of Adel where my parents still live today. I am the youngest of four. All of us graduated from ADM. When I was old enough, I got a job working at the old Adel Super Value. I still recognize people around town from working there so many years ago. I went on to Iowa State where I earned a business degree in transportation and logistics. For a short while after graduating, I worked at a logistics firm, and then a great opportunity opened up at an international agriculture company where I have now worked for over 20 years in supply chain. I bought my first house in Waukee after I started my career, then got married, and we have progressively moved west to where we have now settled outside of Adel. I have been married for 18 years, and we have two daughters, ages 10 and 12.
Now, when you're talking about the decision to run for Dallas County Recorder, can you just talk to us a little bit about what made you want to run?
Sure. I feel my skill set and all of the business experience I have had over the last 20 plus years would be a great asset to the recorder's office. I have also been involved in the Dallas County Republicans for 20 years, and being involved at various levels means knowing and learning about elected positions. When Chad Earhart announced in early 2021 that he would not be running again, I knew in my heart that it was something I wanted to pursue. When I make a decision to do something, I am driven and determined and I go for it. That is why, shortly after Chad announced that he wasn't running, I announced my run in February of 2021. In a primary, it's very rare that current elected officials will endorse a candidate, as they usually try to stay neutral until after the primary. However, I'm very proud to have the support of Sheriff Chad Leonard, Representative Carter Nordman, Treasurer Mitch Hambleton, County Attorney Chuck Sinard, and current recorder Chad Earhart. They know me professionally and personally, and know without a doubt that I am the candidate to best serve the people of Dallas County. I appreciate their willingness to stand up for what is right in putting their names out there for me. Having the support of so many in the community, including employees within the current office, has helped me to know that I have made the right decision in running for recorder.
Now, when we're looking at the position of recorder, what are some things you think should be changed or brought to Dallas County in the recorder profession?
I have said this whole campaign that the only thing that would change on day one is the recorder's signature. I am a realist, and I'm not going to say I would do something just because it might sound good to get elected. From day one, I will become a working employee of the office because that is what the taxpayers are paying me to do and what should be expected of me. I will start from day one, learning every last detail in the office. I will sit with each employee and first learn what each of them does. After I take the time to learn and ask questions, it will then be time to review processes. I have spent a lot of time in my career working with various teams on process improvements. I am anxious to bring a new set of eyes to the processes in the recorder's office and see what we need to do in order to keep the office moving forward. With the way Dallas County is growing, quantity will keep increasing in the office, and we must never let quality decrease. The recorder's office has a great team in place already, and with their decades worth of experience combined with my external experience, I know we would have great collaboration and be able to keep the office moving forward. I have also said in this campaign that when making decisions about the office, I will always have two groups in mind: the taxpayers of Dallas County and the employees of the recorder's office. I am a fiscal conservative and I am a leader. A true leader will get into office, learn and evaluate everything, consult with the team, then make decisions that are best for all involved. That is what I intend to do.
Now, with the increasing use of technology, how much effort needs to be placed into making sure recorder services run smoothly in the online world?
Well, technology in the recorder's office is key. In fact, it's really everything. Most of what is done in the recorder's office is now online. The recorder will need to be very tech savvy. We must not go backwards when it comes to technology. Paper and pen are a thing of the past. I am the candidate who has experience with technology. Computer systems are always evolving, and I have been self-taught on many systems over the years. I will always be evaluating technology and how to best use it to keep the recorder's office running efficiently and effectively. I believe if voters do their homework and take the time to research each candidate, maybe check out Facebook pages and websites, I believe it will tell them a lot about which of the candidates are tech savvy and which aren't. It is imperative that the recorder be proficient with technology.
What is one thing you would want residents to know about you potentially being their recorder here in Dallas County?
I want Dallas County voters to know that my heart is in this race for all of the right reasons. I would not be willing to give up a 20 plus year career and everything I have built there if I wasn't serious about this race. I sincerely want to serve the people in the county I grew up in and love so much. And in closing, I'd just like to thank you again for this opportunity to talk to you and the voters of Dallas County. And I would invite anyone to learn more about me on my Facebook page, Renee Arnold for Dallas County Recorder, or my website, reneeforrecorder.com. Please vote for Renee Arnold on or before June 7th. I am experienced, dedicated, and homegrown.
So as you are running for Dallas County Recorder, can you just talk to us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am a stand-up kind of person. I'm the mom that was at the school board meetings, and I'm the mom that was down at the Capitol lobbying for family issues. And I believe in telling the truth. I believe in government accountability to the public, and I believe in families. I am a mother of four adult children. I have four grandchildren. And I do have an active duty son with the Army's 173rd Airborne Brigade. I believe that Dallas County can do better in their public service department, and I would like to be your next recorder serving you.
Now, what made you want to run for Dallas County Recorder?
Absolutely. I have game day experience. I've worked in the Dallas County Recorder's office for 16 months. I started in September of 2019, and I worked there through January 2021. I was the office manager, and I have seen firsthand what it's going to take to run that office. Dallas County, of course, is in rapid growth right now, and there are a lot of transactions that the recorder's office is responsible for, and I want to use my 30-plus years of public service to provide transparent and ethical leadership in the recorder's office.
What are some things you think need to be changed or brought to Dallas County in the recorder profession?
I think there needs to be a new level of professionalism, one that the recorder understands that they work for the people of Dallas County and not the other way around. I believe that hours need to be opened up to the public so that when you have got a day off and you can run by the recorder's office, you're not told at the front door that, hey, you need an appointment. So I believe in opening the government seat back up to the people in the recorder's office. And I believe that the recorder also needs to really understand the critical role of recording and preserving the historical records of Dallas County.
With the increasing use of technology, how much effort needs to be placed into making sure recorder services are running smoothly online?
That is a very important topic. Technology is changing daily, and the recorder's office does need to keep current. There are a lot of digitized records in the office now that are available to the public, and they're fairly easily accessible. Another great concern of mine is the preservation of original documents and records. We can digitize all the records we want. I have great concerns that digital records can be changed. And so along with technology, we also need to look to the past and preserve our original handwritten documents that are in the recorder's office. These are valuable Dallas County historical artifacts.
Now, what is one thing you would want residents to know about you potentially being their recorder here in Dallas County?
I can guarantee them without a doubt that they will have ethical business practices in the recorder's office. We'll have transparency of any government business that is done. I will use the Dallas County supervisors meetings to help better the recorder's office. At one time, I'd like to look at possibly putting in a genealogical center so that our Dallas County folks can go in and study their family lineage. One other thing I'd really like for the taxpayers of Dallas County to know is that my staff will show up, do the job that they're being paid for, and I will provide that ethical business leadership for the people of Dallas County. I believe in transparency in government. I also believe that the government should work for the people and not the people working for the government. I ask that you support me on the June 7th primary, Peggy Ann Seelman for Dallas County Recorder. Again, I also want to stress that my administration will offer a no appointment necessary policy. The House needs to be open to the people.
We'll have more of this special edition Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine after this on KDLS.
Thank you for listening to our special edition primary election Meet the Candidates in-depth news magazine on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. For an archive of this program, go to RaccoonValleyRadio.com. This has been a presentation of the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.